Hallelujah. It's so wonderful to be together on this glorious Easter Sunday, where again God in His sovereignty has caused the whole world to stand still, to recognize, even if they don't believe or accept, but to acknowledge the truth of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're singing the different songs today, the hymns, the choir presentation, the Life for Children, the youth church, the drama. One theme ran consistently through everything that has been done and said hitherto: the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And as I was sitting there, the Lord whispered to my heart and said, the hour is coming, and now is, where all the earth won't just pay lip service, but will acknowledge His Lordship. They may not all accept it. Not everybody will get born again. That's the will of God, for everybody to get born again. But still have their free will. But by the time God is finished with this generation, everybody will acknowledge the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. It will not be a philosophy, it will not be the opinions of men, it will be a manifestation of His glory and power through His church that no man will be able to deny. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, who did not accept Christ, who refused to accept Him into their hearts, however, had to acknowledge. They said, these men have done a notable miracle. We cannot deny it. That is what God is going to do, He's already doing to a degree, and will do in even greater measure in the days just ahead of us. They will not be able to deny it. They will not be able to ignore it. Today people can ignore, go to church if you like. They may not all come to church, they may not all get born again, but they will say yes. Like Isaiah 45 so beautifully puts it. Says the Egyptians, which is not just the nation of Egypt, but symbolic of the unbelievers, and the men of Sabaoth and men of stature, they will come and say, surely God is in thee. My message today is a prophetic message, because it so happens we're living in this time that we're living in, the time of the manifestation of the Spirit without measure. And it is a landmark message to actually mark this particular Easter of 2016, which falls, as we said at the beginning of the year, into a Jubilee year, for we've had 7 Shemitah years, and this year, 2016, is a Jubilee year following immediately after the 4 Blood Moon Tetrads. And the Holy Spirit, in His kindness, very kind person, has put this heart message into my heart. It will not be a long message, because the foundations have already been laid by previous messages, like I shared with us. I shared about the temporal resurrection of the mortal body. And then we also spoken about the ministry of angels. And now, today I'm going to talk to us very briefly about what I call the renewing of the outer man. Let us pray. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We are so grateful for the reality of the resurrection, which we have experienced not only in our hearts, but even in our bodies, even our physical bodies, have experienced the power that has come out of your resurrection. We enter this word with reverence, fully conscious of our human limitations to deliver it and to receive it as we should, being the infinite wisdom of God compressed into human words. We therefore ask for your great assistance, fresh unction and anointing, firstly upon me, that I would speak as I should, as an oracle of God, so that this word will flow freely from you through me to the people to do an eternal and internal work in every heart, including my own, those who are physically present, those who hear me remotely, electronically, so that each heart will become more humble, the minds will be enlightened with revelation, emotions will be more controlled and tempered by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The power of God will be released to heal, to deliver, to break yokes, to free men, that they will become doers of these things which they hear and not hearers only. We further pray for mercy to be faithful in the delivery. O God, help me to deliver this with precision, to redeem the time and say only what you want me to say, bringing out of the treasure of this word things both new and old. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And all those in agreement with that prayer, receiving each and every blessing in their individual life, agreed with me and said, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. It's a very interesting portion of scripture. And what I'm going to do, what I'll be doing in the course of this message, is what I've been doing quite a lot in recent times, is reasoning inside the scripture. These Apostle Paul, the Bible says, in the last chapter of the book of Acts, Paul had been taught by the Holy Spirit over many, many years. He said, the gospel I preach, no man taught me. I got it by revelation. Then he said, from morning to night, he will reason with them out of the scriptures, proving and showing that Jesus was the Christ. That was back in the early church. And Jesus himself would say, how come the scribes say Christ is David's son? And he was David's son. He said, if David in spirit called him Lord, quoting Psalm 110, Jehovah said to Adonai, my Lord said to my Lord, my God said to my Lord, sit down. If David in spirit called him Lord, how then is he his son? It's the same kind of thing I'm going to do today. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed year by year. I want to ask a rhetorical question. Don't answer me, but it's to provoke your thinking. I want to ask a very simple question, and the question is from this scripture. How come the inward man is renewed, but the outward man is not renewed? Why? Makes sense. How come the inward man is renewed, but the outward man is not renewed? Why shouldn't the outward man be renewed? Why should it be only the inward man that's being renewed? Hence this message. The renewing, not of the inward man, but of the outward man. Daniel said something, or God, the Holy Spirit, said through Daniel. He says, seal up the scripture until the time of the end. There's truth and revelation that is kept for specific times of fulfillment. And when that time comes, the Holy Spirit begins to remove the seals. And it begins to reveal to us what hitherto had been hidden because the time for their fulfillment had not yet come. We're living in a time now where we're not only going to be seeing the renewing of the outward man, of the inward man rather, we're also going to start seeing the renewing of the outward man because the time has come. Now, let me say this in the way that we can easily understand. Everybody knows this from history, life experience. The outward man is dying. We get born of our parents. We grow, get to early 20s, into our 30s. When you get into your late teens and your early 30s, 20s into the 30s, your upward height stops. Then after a while, you're still growing. But after some time, the growth steadies down. Then as you grow older and older and older, your hair starts getting white. The eyes, the skin, like my wife cracks jokes with some of her friends, it is all powder. Everybody's trying to look young. That's why Pastor Wally preached beautifully on... you need to listen to that message. If we're not here on Wednesday, you know, about when the woman looks at herself in the mirror in the morning. It's true of all women. You know, she doesn't like what she sees. So she goes to bring the expensive kit that she bought with her husband's money. And I know Rotty works with Mac. Honey, is it there's Mac 1, there's Mac 2, there's Mac 3, there's Mac Melolo, I know. Layer upon layer. Thank you, bro. And they bring out, they do deep cleanser. They remove, thank you, my brother. Then after that, they do the Mac 1. That's foundation. But what are we saying? Nobody wants to go old. You know why? You were never designed to go old. That is why everybody is trying against the pressure of distorted nature. There's something inside us that doesn't want to go old. So you still want to start, you want to look at 57 the way you used to look when you were 22. It's not a dream. It's a reality. Amen. Give the Lord a clap offering. Yes. The outward man is dying. And I'm going to tell you the reason today. Those of us who are medically inclined, that is our medical people, will tell you this. Until the last decade, when I say decade, we're now in 2016, in the years 2010 and up till now, in the last decade and decade and a half, scientists have now come to the conclusion, you know, I've done a lot of research on this, just take my word from it, you know, I don't want to start quoting papers right now, but take my word, you can go and Google it, you'll find what I'm saying. They've now come to the conclusion that the reason nobody, we age, but nobody knows why. But they've come to see two main things. One, there is an error in the DNA, and the error piles up over time. God has already put inside an error correcting mechanism. And so when you're young, between the ages of 0 and maybe your 20s and your 30s, that error mechanism is working properly. Then after a while, it doesn't work as well. So it will work, but it will leave a little bit of error. It will work, then leave a little bit of error. Then with time, the error builds up. And the debris of that error after over time begins to affect your at the cellular level, right down at the DNA. The same thing with the immune system. The immune system, God put it there. The body actually repairs itself. Your cells, they say every 7 years, but that's not really very accurate because I did some research on this. It's not exactly every 7 years. Different cells have different cycles. Some cycles are 3 months, actually. Some are 5 months. Some are a year. Some are 7 years. But your cells completely replace themselves. So we can see from nature. Let's leave the Bible alone for a minute. We'll get to the Bible back in a minute. But you can see from nature that the human system was not designed to deteriorate. But it does deteriorate. Why? Sin. Sin. When I say sin, I'm not talking about beer and gulda and having girlfriends. Is the nature, the sin nature, the disconnect from the Creator, so that the life force that came from God when He breathed into Adam the breath of life and he became a living soul, when Adam sinned, there was a disconnect, there was a cutting off. So the life was no longer flowing as it was originally flowing before. Consequently, man began to die. It's very interesting that God told Adam, and this great revelation, He said, in the day that you eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, you will die. But Adam didn't die that day, but he died. He died, but he didn't die. He died spiritually, disconnect. But it took 1,000 years, almost, for the errors in the DNA and the immune system to so deteriorate before he now died physically. He didn't know how to die. The system was not designed to die. But with time, it died. And if you go and look at was very interested when I would read the genealogies in the scriptures, particularly in Genesis, you go and look at it, you see an exponential decay. The first set all lived to about 900 years. The next set, you see, it drops down to 800, 700. Then it dropped down to 600. Then it dropped down to 500. Then it dropped down. By the time of Enoch and all of that, he had to go drop down to 300. 300, 200. By the time we get to Abraham, 175. By the time we start getting to Jacob, it's gone down to 139, 140. By the time we get down to Joseph, it's back to 110. Here we are. Well, we're about to go back up that curve. Hallelujah. Just like the curve came down, the curve can go back up. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Oh! Now, I know some people are thinking in their hearts and chill. Is Pastor Luby saying we're not going to die? No, you can die. You can die. I want to tell you something, you know, just before I go on. I need to say this because truth and error is just a very fine line. I am not preaching and will never preach that we cannot die. Of course we can die. We're still in a mortal body. Are you listening to me? But we can have what is called dominion over death. Dominion over death does not mean you cannot die. It just means that you decide when you die. You decide why you where you die. You decide how you die. And then, because we're living in the end time of Jesus' coming, you can decide not to die. In other words, you can say, I'm going to wait till he comes. Now, all this isn't cheap. But it is available. Amen. You know. So the question of us not dying is not the issue. One of the greatest revelations that I saw is that, you know, Jesus called himself, he always called himself the Son of Man. Not because he was Son of God. But he always referred to himself as Son of Man, Son of Man, Son of Man. In the actual Greek and Hebrew, what are you saying is that I'm the son of Adam. That's why he's called the last Adam. Now watch this. Jesus' physical body was like Adam's physical body when Adam was created. Now Jesus was born. Adam was created, but Jesus was born of a virgin. Had Jesus not allowed himself to die on the cross, he would still be looking the way he looked 20,000 years ago. His system was not designed to die. But he knew it could die. So that's why he would say, a prophet cannot perish outside Jerusalem. He would say, the Bible would say, and when they wanted to kill him, he walked no longer. Jesus knew that if you shoot a bullet into his body, he would die. Well, they didn't have guns in those days. Or if you use a sword. So he was careful. But other than that, if he had just continued, you know, obeying God and all of that, his system will just keep renewing itself. Scripture. John 10:18. He said, let's say it together. If you can receive it, receive it. Give me. Okay. No man. Let's read verse 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I, don't you ever say, I, not the devil, not sin, I lay down my life that I might take it again. Talk about control. Next verse. Thank you. No man, don't you ever say, include no devil. Taketh it from me. I lay down of myself. I have power. The Greek word there is exousia. It means authority. I have authority to lay down, and I have authority to take it again. Now turn to your neighbor and say, do you know you have the same authority? Oh yes, it's the truth. It's the truth. You have power to lay it down. You have power to take it again. If you choose to lay it down, that's your choice. You have. This is we're talking about. This is Resurrection Day. This is Easter Sunday. It's so. I didn't plan this. So God gave me a trilogy of messages. And as he was coming, the revelation was coming. You know, I preached the first one, then the next one will come. And he just, I said, oh, God, it happens to be Easter Sunday. He said, yes, exactly when I want you to preach it. Exactly when I want you to preach it. The renewing of the outer man. I have power to lay down, and I have power to take it again. No man takes it from me. So I say, well, that's Jesus. And we are not like Jesus. First, that's a lie. Because we're exactly like Jesus. Amen. Know ye not that Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? This is the mystery of the gospel. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Stop thinking like a man. Let me change that. Stop thinking like an ordinary man. You're a man. But you're not an ordinary man. Now you got to, it's a total, thank you darling, you're a God man. It's a total paradigm shift. Completely. So because I'm breaking new ground here. Because we are so used to thinking like Adam. Oh, I love the Bible reading this morning. As in Adam, all die. So in Christ shall all be made alive. Hallelujah. Take your pick. I'm out of Adam. I'm now in Christ. So my destiny is no longer death. My destiny is now life. Very interesting, Pastor Kunle, when you were reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Watch this. The Apostle Paul makes a distinction. He said, then shall this mortal put on immortality. Then he talked about corruption. Corruption is the one who has died already that's inside the grave. Now, let's leave those ones alone. They're already dead. But for those of us who are alive, this mortal, I can decide it is going to put on immortality, that mortality might be swallowed up of Zoe. Chekaramangar dufrenes. In other words, when Jesus comes, there will be people who have not yet died. That's why if everybody would have died, then he would have just said corruption will put on incorruption. But he makes a distinction between corruption and incorruption, corruption and mortality. So he puts them into two groups. So there are going to be two sets of people. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain. What group do you want to be in? But it ain't cheap. But it's available. It's available. Now, to prove my point, I was in the Mount of 2 or 3 witnesses, let every word be established. I have power to lay down. What did Paul say? Writing to Timothy, the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. That's laying it down. The guy decided when he wanted to go. He told Timothy, he said, the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid. You think the man is boasting? He's not boasting. The Bible says he that boasts, let him boast in the Lord. But he wasn't an arrogant kind of boast. He was a trust in the grace and the mercy of God because he had walked with God to that level. My time has come. They could not do anything until he decided he was ready to go. Witness number two. Witness number three. His name is called Peter. Exactly. But unto all them that love. Exactly. That crown is for everybody. Unto all them that love. How many people are going to love his appearing here? Everybody. Boss, okay. How many people is going to love his appearing? Jesus. May God have mercy on us. Amen. You know, the only reason why he won't love his appearing is if you won't appear with him. The Bible says he will be ashamed before him at his coming. But let's go on. Here, Peter says, I shall surely soon put off this my tabernacle. The guy is in control. The guy is in control. I'm trusting that every single one of us will have control. Power to lay it down, power to take it again. If you want to live, if you want to live Whenever you want to leave and you want to go, you can go. But go in style. Amen. And then if you don't want to go, don't go. And stay, remain, and alive until he comes. It's all a, with long life will he satisfy us. Now, let me get to the good part of the message. Hallelujah. Adam died gradually. His body had to learn how to die because it was cut off from the life source. So the spiritual forces. Now, I mentioned this last week, or maybe the week before, I can't remember. You know, the spiritual forces that were manipulating and controlling what was going on at this, that time, they didn't have the knowledge of science like we have today. There's a convergence of knowledge that is coming now, where revelation knowledge is now coming to meet natural knowledge, and they are coming to meet together to give man complete dominion. The spiritual forces that were operating at the cellular level, the DNA, the immune system, at the cellular level, the spiritual forces were cut off. Once they were cut off, over time, those things began to develop their errors and everything, and Adam's body began to change, and he began to die. He didn't die immediately. It took him 900 years. But he finally died. Now, we have two examples of scripture where God just gave us a peek. Just a peek of what can happen when the outward man is renewed and connected back to God. And the first example I want to give is Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90. The Bible says that Abraham considered not his own body as good as dead. I like the Bible. Very, 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 very honest. And Sarah's womb, the deadness of Sarah's womb, it was dead. That's when God shows up. Abraham is 99 years old. He says, just, you know, this is Olubi's translation. Stop misbehaving and stand up. that's what he told him. You know, he had Ishmael and had misbehaved for 14 years. He says, walk down before me and be upright. I said, okay, chill. I've forgiven you. Now, you're going to have a son. Abraham started to laugh. I said, oh my God, that Ishmael. God said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now, check this out. According to the time of life, I will visit you. And Sarah will have a son. What I am preaching today was what happened. The outward man was renewed. It had to have happened. Abraham's body was as good as dead. So something happened at the DNA, at the cellular level, that began to reverse the age process and brought Abraham to the point where his semen and his body could produce a baby, whereas he normally would not have been able to do it. Look at Hebrews chapter 11:11. You can't forget it. It's a beautiful quotation. Hebrews 11:11. And then give it to me in the Amplified. Hallelujah. He said, because of faith. Because of faith. Because of faith. How many people have faith here? How many people are ready to stretch your faith? Stretch it beyond the normal. Because of faith. I didn't hear you. Also, Sarah herself received what? Physical power. power to conceive a child even when she was long past the age for it, because she considered God who had given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true his word. Do you trust God? I want to ask you, this is a rhetorical question. Everybody goes to go and meditate on this. Do you trust God to be reliable and trustworthy and true to his word? Pastor G, mommy, in our generation. Or we just read it in a book. What happened? Reversal. Everything at the cellular level. Doctors will tell you. Am I right, Professor Lopadi? Fumi? You haven't seen? Am I right? Do you know what it takes for a 90-year-old woman? There's so many things you have to reverse. Isn't that correct? Hormones? The muscles? She didn't have a cesarean section. No? What are you talking about? Everything at that level was reversed. What happened? The outward man was renewed. Give the Lord a clap offering. The outward man. It was the outward man. It was the outward man. But God now took the power of God and put it inside the outward man, and then did a tweaking of the hormonal, the cellular, the immunosystem, all of the, and just tweaked it around. And a 90-year-old woman became so beautiful, a king wanted to basically. Let me translate that into proper English. A king wanted to put her in a harem. So not only was something happening at the womb level, something was happening. She didn't have Mark 2, Mark 3, Mark 4. The outward man was renewed so that the eyes became fine again. The nose, the skin, no blemish, no wrinkle. Fine girl, no pimples. Abimelech said, Ebami Muwali. The outward man was renewed. The outward man was renewed. Hey, it was only for that time. According to your faith, so be it unto you. Second witness. His name is Caleb. Caleb is 85 years old. Give me Joshua. Chapter 14, Tekarama Kashofres. Hallelujah. Am I helping anybody in this message? Joshua, chapter 14, and where are we? I think it's verse 10. Joshua. Let's read verse 11. I love that. This is one of my favorite characters in the Bible. No, verse 9. And Moses swore on that day, surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance. Don't your neighbor say, the land, all these promises of the Bible that you have been treading upon, that you have been reading, that you have been seeing inside the Bible is your inheritance. Glory be to God. I say, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And not only your own, for your children's forever. Because thou hast wholly, wholly followed the Lord. That is complete and total dedication. He didn't follow half. He didn't follow three quarters. He followed wholly. Look at the result. Verse 10. Now behold. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Bible is talking to you. Now behold. The Bible says, open your eyes. Open the ears of revelation. Open your eyes of revelation. God is talking to you. Not just to Caleb thousands of years ago. He's talking to us today. Now behold, the Lord had kept me alive. If you are alive, let me see your hand.
God has kept you alive to hear this word. Hallelujah. As he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Verse 11. Yet, I am as strong as the day I was in the day that Moses sent me. My strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in, renewing of the outer man. Give the Lord a clap offering. So there is not some pie in the sky. Renewing of the outer man. So the outer man can be renewed. It can be. We've seen it in Abraham. We've seen it in Sarah. We've seen it in Caleb. Now, to further prove my point, go to Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Scripture we use is one of our life scriptures. But I think we say it and say it and say it. After some time, the reality of it, if you're not careful, you know, leaves your mind as it shouldn't. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. The word quicken is give life. Give this to me in the New King James. Thank you. He that raised Christ from the dead, he who raised Christ from the dead will also what? Give life to what? Your mortal bodies. Not talking about resurrection, no. It's now. Through his spirit who dwells in you. Now, watch this. What did God do to Sarah? He gave her life in her physical body, didn't it? And renewed the outer man. Hello? What does the Bible promise here? That he will give us life where? Now, like Sarah, we read in the Amplified Bible, that she trusted that God was true to his word. Now, let me go back to what we started with originally as we begin to close. It says, though the outer man perishes, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. And God shared something with me. He says, son, do you know why many Christians die? I said, Lord, I'm listening. He said, they renew the inner man daily, but they don't renew the outer man. You see, there is no emphasis, there is no teaching, there is no faith, there is no understanding. He said, so this is what happens. They go to church, they take communion. I'm talking about the normal, ordinary born again. I wouldn't say nominal Christian, they're born again. Filled with the Spirit to some degree. Maybe they speak in tongues a little bit. They don't do too much of all of that. Of course, they don't know about the life of God and they don't use it, you know. But because they read the Bible, because they go to church, because they get involved, there is some measure of life that is given to the inner man on a daily basis. So that little life that comes and keeps the inward man being renewed, but little or nothing is given to the outward man. So what happens is that the inward man gets renewed day by day. The outward man continues his perishing and perishes. He said, but if you will learn to inject the life of God into the outer man at the same time as you are, same rate at which you are putting it inside the inner man, the outer man will start to change. The outer man will start getting renewed. He said, and initially, just like it was with Adam, this message has a call. I preach it to myself first. He said, just like it was with Adam, it took Adam 900 years to learn how to die. He said, when your inner man, when your outward man is being renewed, you won't see the outward effect immediately. He said, but it's already happening at the cellular level. And he said, the secret is keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. As you do this and the work is being done in your heart of humility and all that, so your heart will not be lifted up in pride and all of that. He says, a day will come when the renewing that is inside the inner man will switch into the outer man. You know what we call it? The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. That temple is your body. Suddenly, the inner man, the outer man too, will now start experiencing what the inner man has been experiencing all this time. And gradually, the outer man too will start getting better. The DNA will start correcting itself. The immune system will start correcting itself. The hormonal systems will start correcting themselves. And gradually, then shall come to pass that which is written. I begin to close. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I mentioned it earlier, but I want us to see it. And look at verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle just means your physical body, being burdened. How many people are feeling burdened? I do. Not that we should be unclothed. You know what that means? Not that I don't want to die. To be unclothed means to take my body off so my spirit will go to heaven. Not that we should be unclothed, but that what? Might be what? It means it can be. That mortality be swallowed. Give this to me in the Amplified Bible. Yeah, it puts it after the resurrection. Let me see the New International Version. Is this truth? That what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. This is what I believe. And I'm working on it. Jesus is not coming tomorrow. He's not coming next week. He's not coming in 5 years. He's not coming in 10, 20, 20, 30 maybe. Now, with this understanding now, you don't have to die. Now, you can die, but you don't have to. In this time frame, this season of the manifestation of the glory of God, of the manifestation of the sons of God, there will be a company of people. It won't be everybody, but it's available. And it's not exclusive. It's not one particular. It's based on conditions. It's not based on personalities. There will be a company of people who will learn to put the life of God. And we're already doing that here. That's what we do last scriptures every day. You know, when you do with faith and you do with understanding, where the life of God starts going inside your physical body and it actually begins to change the cells and the DNA and everything. Over time, initially starts at cellular level, but in these next few years that are ahead of us, it will now start appearing on the outside. You start seeing elderly people looking young. Some people saw my wife's photograph carrying Zoe Asta, two of our friends. It's a true story. They said, oh, that's Dara. My wife and I started laughing. Ah! Yeah, what they find? Look, my mama, I will be my man. She will Dara near. Mom said, that's not Dara, it's me. The person said, how can that be you? Something is happening. She's looking younger. I know Mark 2 and Mark 3 is there, but. But when she mark Nikon, to buy the mark Nikon, what he might be mark. Am I talking to anybody here? It's already at work. It's already at work. Is God teasing us? Is he trustworthy? Is he? Can we trust him to keep his word? You know the way you're laughing now is exactly the same way Sarah laughed. People are hearing this person now and they are laughing at me the way they laughed when God came to Abraham and Sarah.
How can a 90-year-old woman ever have a baby? God said she laughed. She said, I didn't laugh. God said, I heard you. God is nice, yeah. What here, Binu? He said, but you will see. I say to you today, you will see. If you want, laugh. If you want, believe. Let us pray. Talk to God. Believe. I did not write, Olubi did not write the scripture. I didn't write the scripture. He said, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up shall give life not to your resurrected body, to your mortal body. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be made manifest in your mortal body, not the resurrected one. I'm going to say what Jesus said to Martha at Lazarus' grave. Believest thou this? Stand to your feet. Let's pray.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe.
Resurrection Day. Today we are celebrating, just a minute, we are celebrating life. We are celebrating resurrection life. It's not only for the resurrection, it's for the renewing of your outer man.
We are young. Let's look at Papa Afi and Mommy Dupe. Every morning, Papa Afi, I will see him sitting down there, in charge of a construction. Now, don't you think that your figures are better than Baba Afi at almost 90? He's sharp, and we need that life, because you know senility is something that we were not so aware of, but it's creeping into this. Dementia. And we need the Papa Afi's mind is as sharp as a needle. What about Mommy Dupe? I was telling somebody, she passed the other day. I said, don't just joke with that woman, no. I said in 1960 she was Miss Nigeria. Don't joke, that's her there now. In 1960 she was Miss Nigeria. I was born in 1960. That's 56 years ago. Mommy is still together. So together. So together. Life works. Mommy, you are still together. Life works. These are people who believe in life, who confess life, you know, and you can, like Pastor was talking, I said, look, they may decide to be like Sarah La laughed initially. Or they may decide to be like Sarah that chose to believe and receive strength to conceive. It's a process, you know. Initially.
The text says that you can change from laughing to believing.
I was just going to say, which one do you want to hold on to? You see, it's surprising that we don't hear this kind of messages. And when we hear this kind of messages, our mind is tuned not to want to believe. Why would you want not to believe to want life? Why do you want to die when you can live? Lord, I believe. And you know, like the Mary had never seen where a virgin conceived. She had never heard it. It's not even possible in the physical terms. But she said, Lord, be it unto me according to that.
Just before we sing, be it unto me, you know, according to thy word. You know, as mommy was talking, the secret is stay alive so that you can give God the time for that internal work to be done. Stay alive. Stay alive. So you can give the work has started. Oh, it's your, you know, you, we haven't seen it fully on the outside yet, but it's already started on the. If you've been confessing life, I have life in my physical member. If you've been doing for you, it has already started. And what God is telling us now with this prophetic message is that the time for the manifestation of the first fruits has come. We are going to see people where it will now manifest in the outside. Then everybody will start joining the bandwagon. So I want you to believe. I don't want you to doubt. Mary said, be it unto me according to thy word. Scripture. Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has it entered the heart of man the things God has reserved. I'm going to paraphrase. For them that love him in this end time. You see, that's why in this end time we're going to see things that have not been seen before. That's why, yes. You see, that's why it was reserved for the end. Eye has not seen. Whoever has heard that the virgin had a baby. What? Yes, that was happened with Mary. Eye has not seen it. Ear has not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of anybody. But it happened. Hello, Mary.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Mary.
Hello,
Mary. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary. Hello, Mary. No, I want to sing that song. Be it unto me, yes. And we'll close with that. Be it unto me.
Be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises. I now stand secure.
Come upon our hearts.
Come upon
this truth. This truth that sets us free.
According to your word, O Lord, be it unto me.
Be it unto me.
Come upon us,
this is truth.
to your word.
Sing it. According to your word.
Touch your body. Today is resurrection day. Your body. And raise the other hand to God. From whence cometh your help? You are going to live. Oh. You know, I said it in this church before. As your pastor, I've not given you permission to die. If you die, you are in disobedience.
What a word.
But I'm serious. I like what Mommy said. Why die when you can live? We have been programmed to death for 2,000 years. The church has only fed the inner man. They have never been taught that the outer man can be renewed day by day. And it's always been the scripture. Isaiah, thy youth shall be renewed like the eagle. Is there? But we've never believed it. But God is going to have a bunch of people in this end time that will do it. Like Mommy was talking about, you know, Mommy Dupe, Mama Afi, Papa Afi. You're going to see 80-year-old people. You will think the woman is 35. And some stupid boy will try and toast her. No, she will just laugh and say, Koye. Like Abimelech, oh, when he saw Sarah, overdosed any. The outer man can be renewed. Oh yeah, touch the outer man. Touch it. Raise the other hand to God. Say, Father, I confess our sins of unbelief of your word concerning the renewing of the outward man and dominion over death. Oh my God, I believe your word. Help thou my unbelief. I believe your word. I will live. I will not die. I will live long enough for my outward man to be renewed and to remain unto your coming. My unbelief. Open my eyes. Open my understanding. Help me see that as I renew the inward man day by day by your word, your blood, and your spirit, in the same way I can put life into my outer man on a daily basis and start renewing it from the cellular level, the DNA, my immune system, my hormones, my internal organs, and that renewing will soon show on the outside in manifestation in Jesus' name. Nekatolo bakara. Zofriketolo. Lipriketuske frenengas. Mira. Zekatoske frenes. Lopriketo frenengas. Zefrika kolom shala nakara parto fres toloma shilika zefridia nera la safre zefridia nala makas nera makaturo jik tolomangar dolomas tolomangor dolos toloma shikara tufridi gordolomas delamangor dolomara jilika kama tolomas fres Mangoro glomatulosha, lubricate to fre, coco glomatulomusto, sofra coco, tolomusta, lamba cash to fre, tulomangar to fresh, sufrinin, nicodulos, zufridiles, jic to fres, Zofres, Tolomangaras, Jikitufres, Lambrecas, Gilepredos, Tufrines, Giles, Zufrides, Lupridos, Zufridias, Nongaradas, Lupridulos, Tufrides.
In Jesus' name.